أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. Decided to iterate previously, but further explanation with regard to it and a little bit background that Allah Ta'ala had explained, given the great virtues and what the honorable position will be of those people who help the poor and destitute, those who are hungry, the orphans, and especially if they are family members, and the miskeen, and that miskeen that is in great difficulty and hardship, very, very hungry, etc. Together with all that, Allah Ta'ala said, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But it is also necessary that a person must have iman. That is the very basic thing. Without iman, nothing is accepted. Many non-Muslims also do a lot of charitable, social, welfare work. But in the akhirat, there is no reward for them. Because iman is the basic thing. And also, as we had explained, in these days we have to be very concerned about our iman. When iman itself has become a joke for many people, wal iyazu billah, we have to be very careful with our iman. Further, Allah Ta'ala said, watawasaw bis sabr watawasaw bil marhama, and that they encourage one another to make sabr also, and also to show kindness towards other people. With regard to sabr, the Quran, in the Arabic language, it is used generally in two ways. Sabr anil ma'asiyah, with the word an, the preposition an. There it is used many times, and that is to keep away from those things. To keep away from sin, for example. To keep away from one's shahwat, one's khayshat, the lust of a person. That is one, to stay away from sin. That is also called sabr. A person wants to commit the sin, but he stays away from it, he controls himself. So this control, a person has to learn to control his nafs. Otherwise, forget our deeni matters, as we have given the example many times. Even in our dunya's matters, if we haven't learned to control ourselves, we fall into great, great difficulty. Like many a diabetic, many a person with ulcers, many a person with acidity, etc. But when there is some dawat, something that comes in front of him, he cannot control himself. He said, I'll take an extra injection of insulin, I'll do this, I'll do that, but for now, let me enjoy myself. Whereas, if a person had learned to control himself, he won't indulge in those things. That is, as far as dunya's matters are concerned. As far as deeni matters, many times also a person wants to indulge in wrong and haram. Feasting his eyes on haram, etc. Having that smoke, he knows that smoke is bad for me, but he'll just want to have it, he can't control himself. Watching a filthy movie, he knows it's haram for me, it's bad for me, but I just can't control myself, I fall into it again. So all this control, this sabr, a person has to learn. For all matters to be successful, the sabr. And another sabr that is used in the Arabic language is with the preposition ala, on. Sabr alal musiba, that a person makes sabr on the difficulties that befall him. Sabr ala ta'a, he makes sabr on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Many times a person doesn't feel like getting up for fajr, for example. A person can't leave his shop at asr time, etc. So, but he makes sabr, and he does that at that time. So both these types of sabr are absolutely essential for a person. And they don't just come into a person has to work for them. If he makes effort, and if we are not even conscious that these things exist, how will we even think of or make intention of acquiring it? And then to make the effort to acquire it, that we stay away from sin. And whole life, it isn't just a once-off thing, one time we stayed away from a sin, but temptations will come all the time. Almost till mort at times, this temptation for sin will come. And the sabr to fulfill the commands of Allah, this is also till mort. Till the time we die, we have to make our namazes. Till the time we die, we have to speak the truth. all these things right through all the time. So, and in order to be able to do that, a person has to make a definite effort to learn to control himself. From his haram desires also, for on doing the right things also, he has to learn to control himself. When a person does this, then Allah Ta'ala says, these are those people who encourage one another on the good things also, and they encourage one another on showing kindness to other people. This is also a very great ibadat, to show mercy and to show kindness on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Just to make the dua, Allahumma ighfir li walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat, which is also showing great kindness, forgiveness for oneself, for all the believers. If a person reads that 27 times, by virtue of that, Allah makes him mustajabud da'wat. All his du'as are then accepted. Because he showed mercy to all the believers, Allah Ta'ala accepts his du'as. Ulama have written, a person who makes du'a for all the ants, all the fish, all the birds, all the animals, that Allah has mercy on the whole creation of Allah, Allah makes that person a qutub of the time. He becomes the king of the awliya of the time who shows this mercy. So this is very greatly encouraged and required, that we show mercy to the entire creation of mankind. And mercy in the form that all get food, shelter, etc. Greater mercy that all get hidayat, that all stay away from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest mercy. So those who make effort that people get hidayat, all the people, and our niyat is that the whole of jinn and man get hidayat, and we make that dua, that person's position is very, very great by Allah Ta'ala. So they encourage one another on that also. These are those people who are ashabi maymana. Ashabi maymana, the very fortunate and honorable people. Ashabi maymana, the people who will be on the right side of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And these are those people who will be successful. Ashabul maymana are those people who will get the record of deeds in their right hand. That will be a clear sign that these are the successful people. So for that, these things are required. We show mercy to the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and Allah loves those people who has in his heart a soft spot for the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, believers and non-believers, humans and animals, humans and jinnat. For everyone who has got a soft spot, Allah Ta'ala, that person is very honorable by Allah Ta'ala. And then his iman is also intact, and his amal and his Islam is also intact. And that is this opportunity Allah has given us in this dunya. It isn't to make our dunya which we are going to leave behind. It isn't to fight with one another here. It isn't to brand one another and accuse one another. It is to make our qabr. It is to make our akhirat. May Allah give us this tawfiq of understanding it and to make amal accordingly.